Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is October 1925, and here are our top stories. AI Bubble, Brain-Inspired AI, Google Maps AI, AI Language Learning. AI Bubble. The market's buzz around generative AI firms might be reaching a tipping point. Leading figures like Sam Altman, Mark Zuckerberg, and Satya Nadella are now echoing what critical observers have long warned. An AI stock bubble is inflating. Companies offering generative AI have enjoyed lucrative funding, but profits remain elusive. When this bubble bursts, giants in the S&P 500 might weather the storm better than specialized firms like OpenAI and Anthropic. Should these firms falter, the AI models they power could become useless. Despite this, smaller open-source AI models, especially from Chinese providers, will persist, even as they face challenges like import restrictions on specialized chips. Additionally, ongoing issues like misinformation and deepfakes continue to pose risks. However, the potential collapse could clear away many underdeveloped apps, sparing security headaches and environmental strain from unnecessary supercomputing investments. Brain-inspired AI. A Polish startup based in Silicon Valley has unveiled a new architecture for language models inspired by the structure of the biological brain. The system, known as Baby Dragon Hatchling, or BDH, uses neurons and synapses to achieve performance comparable to older GPT models. Unlike the commonly used transformer architecture, which improves with increased computing power and inference time, BDH functions more similarly to the human brain. In testing, BDH matched the performance of GPT-2 in language and translation tasks. Researchers discovered that BDH develops automatically interpretable synapses and modular network structures, potentially paving the way for advances in model engineering, AI safety, and the study of biological intelligence. Google Maps, Google Maps AI. Google has integrated Google Maps directly into its Gemini application programming interface. This update allows AI applications to access real-time data from over 250 million locations, including photos, reviews, and opening hours. The tool named Grounding with Google Maps automatically recognizes queries with geographical references and provides structured location data along with an interactive maps widget. This can be integrated using an application programming interface or Python software development kit. Developers can also combine this feature with Grounding with Google Search to offer both structured and dynamic information. Google's internal tests suggest improved responses for combined queries. AI Language Learning. Perplexity. AI is taking a bold step in the language learning arena by integrating a new feature directly into its chat interface. Users can now practice vocabulary with interactive flashcards, receive real-time translations, and get immediate feedback, all without leaving the platform. This positions Perplexity as a direct competitor to established language learning apps like Duolingo. Available now on iOS and the web, with an Android version in the works, this new feature seamlessly integrates into Perplexity's existing system. It allows users to enrich their language skills while engaging with the AI, offering a more natural and effective learning experience. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.